Good morning, it's Thursday, April 25th, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We've got new episodes out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, so make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Today, the family of Elias Mora Ontiveros, a 23-year-old Rock Island man who was tragically killed, has expressed profound disappointment following the sentencing of Eric Farias Reyes. And later, we look into the Eastmont School District's bond proposal, which is currently failing to secure the necessary approval. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. In Waterville, the family of Elias Mora Ontiveros, a 23-year-old Rock Island man who was tragically killed, has expressed profound disappointment following the sentencing of Eric Farias Reyes. On April 17, 2023, Farias Reyes fatally shot Mora Ontiveros and was sentenced this Tuesday to 15 years in prison, combining charges on second-degree manslaughter, unlawful possession of a firearm, and other related charges. Eric Farias Reyes initially faced charges that varied during the course of the legal proceedings, including second-degree murder. However, due to the complexities of providing intent beyond a reasonable doubt, the charge was reduced to second-degree manslaughter. This reduction came as a disappointment to the victim's family, who voiced their concerns and heartbreak during the sentencing. Douglas County Prosecutor Gordon Edgar pointed out the difficulty in proving Farias Reyes' intent when he fired at a vehicle Mora Ontiveros was sitting in, further complicated by the absence of any witnesses to the actual shooting and the missing murder weapon. These factors significantly influenced the decision to pursue a lesser charge, culminating in the 10-year sentence for manslaughter, enhanced by an additional 5 years for separate gun charges. At the sentencing, around 40 attendees were present, including Mora Ontiveros' grieving family members, who shared their ongoing struggles and the emotional impacts of their loss. The family's poignant testimonies highlighted their feelings of injustice and the irreplaceable loss of Elias, who was remembered for his warmth, kindness, and the profound impact he had on those around him. Despite the sentence, Farias Reyes' apology and acceptance of responsibility did little to console the family, who felt the punishment did not equate to their loss. The courtroom atmosphere was charged with emotion as both the family and the defense presented their perspectives. Next, we turn our focus to the Eastmont School District's bond proposal, which is currently failing to secure the necessary approval. This $117 million bond, designed to renovate several aging schools in the district, has received 57.91% of the vote, just shy of the 60% needed for passage. Preliminary results from the election show 3,743 votes in favor and 2,721 against. Superintendent Becky Berg remains hopeful, stating, quote, "I'm an eternal optimist. I'm really hoping that by the time they certify on May 3rd that we will have made the 60% mark. We're not giving up at this point." The bond aims to modernize Cascade, Kenroy, and Lee Elementary schools, some of the oldest in the district. It also includes constructing a new single entry point and replacing infrastructure at Rock Island Elementary School, along with upgrading safety and security across all schools. Despite the current tax rate of $2.92 per $1,000 of assessed value remaining unchanged if the bond passes, this is the district's third attempt to secure funding for these improvements. A previous bond attempt in February failed by a mere 34 votes. Douglas County has an estimated 1,200 votes left to count, with more results expected soon. Voter turnout currently stands at 29.72%. Superintendent Berg emphasized the importance of these upgrades, stating, quote, "If it were to continue with the majority of voters and not hit the 60% mark, then we'll have to go back to the drawing board." We'll continue to monitor this story and provide updates as they become available. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. For more information on all the stories you heard today, visit us at wenatcheeworld.com. The Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Saturday.